number four.
Thank you.
And the card is over there.
Okay.
It's from the Director of Community Business Development Partners. Informational monthly update on departmental waivers. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning. Frieda Webb, Director of the Office of Community Business Development Partners. What you have before you today is our March waiver report. We're pleased to report to you that for the month of, for April, we had the opportunity to review all the contracts that we were aware of, and that's approximately $10 million. And of those $10 million, there was only one that is unique or has no committed DBE participation, and that is one for the zoo that is revenue generating.
What's the status of the Sheriff's Department?
I'm glad you asked that question. We did have the opportunity to follow up with the Sheriff relative to what we reported last month about the $7 million of no reviews, and that involved contracts that were extended. We're still in the process of confirming the exact numbers, but those were not new contracts. Those were contract extensions. So the Sheriff is going over their paperwork, and they're going to get back to us so I can confirm to you what was actually the case, but it was reported to accounts payable that those were new contracts, and those are not new contracts. Those are contract extensions, so it's significantly different than $7 million.
But with contract extensions, there should be a DB component.
That's correct, and that's what the Sheriff is basically going to confirm to us, the actual amount of the extensions and what the DB participation is. There may be some that do not have any because they're medical, but what we will confirm is the actual dollar amount and which ones do and do not have DB participation.
Madam Chair, another question. Are there currently any penalties, for lack of a better word, for situations like this that may slip through, or happen to go up under the radar?
What we seek to do is educate all departments. We know there are various changes going on in various departments, and so we seek to educate new staff about what the county procedure are relative to DB participation, what the forms and the process is, and if you have any questions to contact us. So we hope, as a result of this, that they are more aware of it and will not allow such to happen in the future. But to my knowledge, there are no sanctions or penalties.
However, Supervisor, we briefly touched on this last month as well, and we're going to be meeting with Ms. Webb to put together a resolution that deals with penalties for non-compliance that would automatically kick in. And if you or anyone else would like to be part of that meeting to try and draft it, that'd be great. We were hoping to do it in the next few weeks. But that's the next phase of it. The other thing that she's going to be preparing, when I just requested an agenda setting, so it wasn't something that she was asked you to do for this meeting, but to put together a list of kind of the top compliance departments that are having the best results in DBE compliance, as well as the departments that are having the worst, with some explanations. I mean, for example, there's some contracts that the chances of ever having it would be virtually nil because some of the medical
contracts are case in point.
But I wanted to have the committee get a chance to see kind of the best and the worst and obviously go from there.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And last month I even indicated that I would like to be a part of
that. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
But that's fine. I think it was great that you clarified and brought that up, that we did discuss it last month. I do have just two more questions. Ms. Webb used the term aware of, which is very telling. I guess what would you need from this body, or what things would you need in place to make sure that you're aware of every contract that comes through?
Well, the 1684s are how we find out if a contract has gone through that we have no knowledge of. So probably some coordination between accounts payable and our department. And we're in the process of developing what we call a Milwaukee County contract compliance system, which we'll be educating all departments on regard to how you can go on the internet, identify what the process procedures are for our office, where you get the forms, and if you have any questions to contact us prior to putting out any offers for bid, any contract offers. So we hope say by the end of the year that we've had an opportunity to contact all departments, educate them about the new processes, and see if they have any questions and make them educate them and make them aware of what the process is as we get new employees at Milwaukee County.
And you had indicated you find out through, what was that again? 1684,
as they come from accounts payable.
Okay. And with 1684, you find out after the fact.
After the fact.
Madam Chair, I would hope that when we sit down to prepare this resolution that we add in some language that encourages, nudges, whatever the case may be, to health departments inform as well at the beginning of a contract as opposed to at the end where you have to do some catch-up and there are some other, I guess, challenges that may be put in place because she's found out after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
With respect to what Supervisor Thomas just said, I and others have been trying to get things done, such as the chairwoman, for the last 11 years. And anything that I can do to help you to go forward as it relates to 1684's accounts payable puts pressure on somebody, even if it's contacting departmental heads, division heads, to get this done. 11 years is a long time. Still have something outstanding that should have been taken care of a long time ago. But that wasn't what I prompted you, Madam Chair. I prompted the chairwoman because of the $9.5 million of contracts.
Correct.
Is the zoo a la carte contract, since the contract amount is undetermined, that is not part of the $9 million?
That's correct. It's undetermined.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
How good this committee is. That's the other piece from the agenda setting that we're working on.
Yes.
The zoo a la carte should have DV participation.
Yes.
First of all, it's not only in my district, but I love zoo a la carte. And I'm just shocked that, I mean, that they don't have owners as well as staff who are part of our program. And that was another piece we're going to work on is specifically, I'm putting in a call to Chuck Wickenhauser because it may be partially an issue of they're just not registered with your office and need to do that, but it's just amazing that after all this time, that the whole purpose of that a la carte is to highlight really good local restaurants and to not have a very strong presence from the disadvantaged business community, people of color, women, et cetera, it's just ridiculous. And I've been there so many times, I just find it hard to believe. So I'm hoping that a big part of the problem is just that they haven't registered. I don't know that, though. So
we'll work with you on that.
Yeah. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, one of the things I hope the committee would look at in the future, that we may want to develop a cross-charge mechanism for departments who fail to comply, that then the effort that we have to go through then gets kicked back to these departments, sort of like the cost of doing business, that if they, right from the get-go, work with the DBE office, and it takes us just a few minutes to review, it literally costs them little or nothing. But if they're going to disregard everything and we have to spend hours, months worth of time, and, as I said, years worth of time, then I think those departments should be cross-charged for the bureaucratic nightmare that they create for not complying with the DBE office. And I think that will get department heads' attention, very quickly when all of a sudden their budgets are being reduced because they're failing to fulfill our county directives.
So what we'll do is we will try and get a meeting together with Supervisor Thomas, Johnson, myself, but once we try and put something together, we'll send it to all members of the committee to see what changes you'd like to make. I'd love to have the whole committee on this product, so we'll go from there. And if any of you that I didn't name a moment ago want to be part of that initial meeting or a couple of meetings, you're welcome to do that as well.
Madam Chair, I want to be part of it.
Okay, absolutely. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That's it.
All right.
Do we have a number? Thank you very much.
Try to top it.